A Thought for Your Pennies is hosted by Shauna and Squeaky and explores ways to save money and tips to avoid scams, all while they share their own stories along the way. Get in touch by calling 970-425-3060 or emailing penniespod@gmail.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Shauna with A Thought for Your Pennies, and this is Squeaky.
Hi, this is Squeaky, and I've forgotten how to count, so I think episode 3?
We have done, at this point, a little over 10 episodes. We
Nice.
Have done some bonus episodes with some special guests by this point. So yeah.
It's not all one episode with, like, a bajillion segments.
No. We have not just published one track of 10 hours or however many minutes we've done of podcasting at this point. No.
It might not be obvious to the listeners, but I'm chained up in a basement just producing podcasts. I've been here for the past 12 hours, and I thought it was just 3 episodes, but that's okay. Shauna's very nice. There's a water cooler.
It's somebody who has a Mazda that is belovedly covered with duct tape as yours is stuck in a basement.
I like that you promoted it to a Mazda.
So this episode, we're going to be covering the dentist, and we're starting out with stories about the dentist, and I'm going to tell you about the time my daughter lost her first tooth.
Oh, interesting. Is this going to involve a car somehow? Is that where we went to?
No.
Like, I could imagine like some fishing line and a bumper and... No, none of that?
See, the funny part here is that I feel a biological approach to my children is a good one, where I explain to them what's going on with their body and how puberty is going to happen and all those developmental changes happen from a scientific point of view. And I started them very young.
What's the alternative to talking about biology with regards to biology? What are you going to...
You could just not tell them anything.
Oh,
and
that
then
sounds
all
dumb.
Of a sudden... they have hair all over their body and they don't know why, right? Or you use euphemisms of like, you're growing into a woman, but you don't explain what that means. And you
then they
just
somehow think birds and bees do something.
Right. I talk to my kids about, you know, biologically, here's what's going to happen to you. Except I forgot to tell them that they would lose their teeth. I just totally forgot.
Oh, you did all the hard things. You skipped the tooth fairy. Okay. Yeah.
Totally blanked on that this is going to be something that will happen to you, that you will lose your milk teeth for, you know, whatever reason. And so we're at breakfast and my daughter is at the age of losing teeth and her brother's 2 years younger than her. And they're both sitting there and she bites into a piece of toast and her lower tooth falls out. Just falls out with a little spurt of blood, not a lot, and just drops onto the plate. And then she starts crying and freaking out because
it hurts. Yeah, that's reasonable. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
She had no idea what's going to happen. My son just looks at his plate and pushes it back and says, I'm not hungry for this toast, and leaves the room. So that's how my daughter lost her first tooth. And I was like, this is going to happen. Your whole mouth, honey, all of the teeth are going to fall out, which is not a good idea. It caused more panic because she's like, all at once? Right this second? Like, no. Like, it's, you know, you lose your molars.
That's
around,
a valid question. Oh my God.
Oops. You know, yeah. Like, we're all gonna drop right now, honey. Oops, my bad.
Think about it, like, how many other times in your life does a bone fall out of your body? Right?
Like, out of your face. Yeah.
Out of your face.
Yeah. And actually, so I have a chipped tooth because I went to my elementary school and I went down the slide face first when
Don't
I had my permanent front teeth and Ooh. I chipped my front tooth. So I actually have a cap on my tooth. My front tooth is all jagged sideways that I had to, I've had my whole life. And then my daughter, my daughter went to the same elementary school I did and she went head first down that same exact slide.
Oh.
But she didn't have her permanent teeth in.
Okay, one step better.
And so I took her to the dentist immediately. Having a good pediatric dentist is one of those things
awesome.
You need when you are raising children.
Yep.
Bring her into the dentist, and she has huge bruising on her gums. So she didn't lose her teeth from impact.
Okay.
But the dentist is like, I'm worried about, because your permanent teeth are actually like inside your gums. Yeah, they're up in there. And it's swollen. It looks awful. And so the dentist is like, I'm worried about her permanent teeth. If we just let these milk teeth stay in, we have to.
He wanted them out.
Probably take them out. She wanted them out. Yeah. And so okay. I was like, okay, I guess go ahead and take them out. Like, I'm following your medical professional advice. And I don't know what I thought was going to happen. You know, I think I grew up like on Star Trek sort of medical things where they
shine
a laser.
You thought he was going to wave some device and it was just going to happen?
No, because he pulls out, you know, just regular pliers.
Wait, like it said, like Menards, Master Force.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's specific dental pliers because I didn't take her to some abandoned garage to get dental care. But
hang on,
that's what it looked like.
I bought a really nice 3D printer, and I used it to print another 3D printer. But part of this process of getting this resin 3D printer, because they're used for different things, right? I can make the Warhammer figs that are to be painted with this. But turns out, the only difference, the liquid resin I put in it, right? I can put the cheap stuff in to make little figures. Mm-hmm. I can put the nice stuff in to make mechanical engineering parts like the other 3D printer. Or I can buy dental resin and print teeth.
Okay.
My printer has sufficient resolution that somehow the people I bought the printer from put me on all the mailing lists. They think I'm a dentist because I bought the stupid high-end one because I'm a weirdo and I can do this instead of having kids. And they're like, hey, Squeaky, you want to print some molars? I'm like, what? Why would you think that? They're like, try our new high-definition resin. It's smoother than real teeth. Who's rating teeth smoothness? Why do I want to print smooth and rough? What is going on? And I unsubscribe. And then they send... Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, so I shouldn't go back to my dentist when I need my cap again. I should just go get you to 3D
print my cap. No, you should definitely go
back
to your dentist because I'm freaked out that it is the same set of tools I'm using for Warhammer figs that your dentist is using for... It's just, why do I have the same set of tools? Why do I have the same pliers for pulling teeth that your dentist has? Why do I have the same 3D printer for putting teeth back in that your dentist has? No, he should have his own professional tools. He should not be reaching in my big greasy toolbox pile. What is he doing?
Well, that is the reaction I had when he pulled something that looked like straight out of my dad's tool belt for fixing HVAC, was going to use it on my child to pull out her teeth. And I was with her in the room because she's scared, and they gave her some laughing gas that smelled like bubblegum to help calm her down.
Okay, so nitrous, a local, like Novocaine? Also?
No shots. It was just like, had her breathe in some stuff to calm down and to deal with the pain. Because she already was in pain because she was already severely bruised on the gums. And then they just pulled them out right in front of me. Like, so
wow,
that's how she lost her two front teeth. Poor kid.
Pliers.
Pliers.
That's some mob stuff right there. Holy crap. Yeah, if I wanted to write a horror story about a mob dentist, it would sound a lot like that.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
So, and then one time my son was like, Mom, my mouth feels funny. And he was like, I don't know, like 10 years old or something like that.
His mouth is saying inappropriate jokes. What happened? What's going on?
Well, I look back into his mouth and I see this huge bump on the gums.
Okay. Well, your son's still alive, so it wasn't cancer. What's going on?
Right. But it is emergency situation. If you see your kids with bumps on the gums anytime, that is call emergency dentist phone number.
I take care of it right away. Okay.
Yeah. Because, I mean, tooth damage, you know, that's like a couple of hours of like maybe doing something with the teeth. But your gums are doing something really weird. That's a little bit more heightened. So
I'd never considered that. Okay.
Yeah. So
my gums don't do. Right? My gums stay where they are. They don't do.
So what happened is that he had an abscess on his back molar because his permanent molars were coming down and they killed the roots of his milk teeth. And that formed an infection inside of his gums.
That's not going
to
feel
so
good.
And so they said, we have to pull that tooth. Because like half of it is still there, but half of it, the root's been killed by the permanent teeth, and the permanent teeth will get damaged if we let this abscess stay there. So
how
again
do you take
with
it?
The freaky pliers, again with the nitrous oxide. And I watched that one too, where they pulled out the tooth, and the tooth was gnarly. You could tell that the root had half of it been eaten by some sort of bacterial infection.
Whoa.
And this green foam just started streaming out of the cavity. in the back of his mouth. Horrible. From where they pulled a tooth out. It was like, but yeah, that was a really gnarly looking tooth. I didn't save it because I didn't save my kids' teeth. Some people do that. I'm like, what are you going to do? Build a little version of them or something?
You can't save that one, right?
I should have saved it. It looked amazing. And then they said, okay, and because it happened on this side, it's highly likely it's going to happen on the other side, so we have to watch it. Then within 3 or 4 months, I was watching it every day. I saw that the gums, there was something wrong with it, took it in. Also about to be infected, so they took that one out, and they had to build a bridge across the back of his mouth so that his palate wouldn't fold in, because he didn't have his molars to support it back there anymore. Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing that could happen, but I'm glad that didn't happen to him. It sounds terrible.
Yeah, so he called it a bracer. He had a bracer for like 6 years in the back of his mouth to keep his palate until his molars finally came in. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad your son's okay.
Yeah, he's all right. But those are my kids' teeth stories. Yeah.
Green foam sounds like a thing you'd get at the toy aisle at Walmart.
I just feel like sometimes you watch horror movies and you see disgusting things or gory things and you're like, it doesn't really look like that. You're at the dentist's office with your kid and you're like, all right, I think I saw this on Swamp Thing. Okay. Do you have any dentist stories for us, Squeaky?
No, nothing this interesting. I mean, I still have some of my baby teeth.
You do?
I have three of them, yeah.
How does that happen?
Well, you don't get the adult teeth to form behind them. And then you also don't play childhood like Little League hockey, right? You just do those two things and you keep your adult, or you keep your baby teeth.
I never thought of that as a thing.
One of my baby teeth is rotated, but it, like, you gotta go looking for it. It's not like,
oh, yeah?
It's not like a great story. It's, whatever.
Okay. Great. So you had your wisdom teeth removed?
Two of them, yeah. It wasn't, I don't know if there's funny anecdotes there. I went there, the doctor broke them up, pulled them out.
So I was very afraid to have my wisdom teeth taken out because it was the first time I would have to go under. Because they were like, you'll have to go under to get, because what's going on with your teeth? You need an oral surgeon. You're going to have to go under to get your wisdom teeth removed.
Huh.
And I was like, well, I've never been under before. And I've heard that when you go under and you wake up, you don't quite remember, but you say funny things or weird things. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'll say. No, I was scared. I was like, what am I going to say when I'm totally out of it?
So an interesting thing, I've never been under either. But so, okay, what did you say?
So what happened to me is that I go under and I have like a dream that I'm like in Candyland, like walking down the,
that's,
you know,
almost pleasant. Okay.
Yeah. And then I wake up during the surgery and they're not done.
And
they're doing all four teeth. And so I wake up and I don't feel anything. And I am the happiest person that they have ever. I'm just like so glad. And, you know, they have done this for thousands of patients. So even though I have all of these things in my mouth, they can understand me perfectly.
Because
I knew that they had to get four. So I was like, did you get this one? And they're like, yeah, we did. I was like, oh, that's so great. That's so great. Great job. And I was like, did you get this one? And they're like, yeah, we did. I'm like, woo, you all are the best. I'm so glad I'm here with you. I'm so happy you got that one. And then I was like, what about this one? And they're like, yeah, we got that one too. And I was like, wow, I can't believe you've gotten three of them. And then I was like, did you get this one? And they're like, no, not yet. And I was like, go for it. Go for it. You're the best surgeon ever. He's like, okay.
You wake and up in the middle of the surgery to give your surgeon a pep talk.
I know. I'm just so excited that they are taking the bones out of my skull. I'm like, yeah, yeah, get it.
It's a surgeon, not a piece of toast. So of course you're excited.
Exactly. I was so excited. And I was awake and I could feel like the saw going in. I mean, I couldn't feel any pain. I just felt like the vibrations. And then he took that tooth out. And I was like, I was basically like a super happy drunk. I was like, you are the best. If I had to get my teeth taken out by anybody else, I wouldn't do it. It's only you. I love you. I love you so much. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I was just that kind of person. So now I know what kind of person I am when I go under.
Whew.
I wake up very happy.
Yeah.
So glad.
They didn't have to put me under for mine. It was two of the wisdom teeth. Maybe they should have, because it was some drilling, and he had this little hammer and a chisel thing, and he was like not afraid to apply force to the inside of my skull. Right? I'm glad he knew what he was doing, but it was like things I wouldn't do to 2x4s in my garage when I'm woodworking, right?
He was
confident.
It is bone surgery. It is not
bone surgery.
It's not like organs, soft tissue kind of things. It is like hardcore. Yeah, it's tough stuff.
When you can't use a scalpel, you use a jackhammer type of surgery.
Right? Exactly. You can't use a scalpel on bones. They got to use drills and saws. Yeah.
And the whole concept of medical power tools is mind-boggling to me. It's like, here's a rotary saw.
Scary. Yeah, exactly. Because I'm still on the whole Star Trek thing. You shine, beep, 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 beep. Oh, your cancer's cured. That's great. You know, like putting my arm in a microwave.
Yeah.
That's it.
Seems, yeah.
Beep, done.
And we have some things that feel like sci-fi, right? Like, a buddy of mine recently went for a DEXA scan. She, like, got this body fat analysis for going to the gym, and it's, like, for, like, check it, like, a more advanced version of, like, the body to, like, the fat to muscle ratio and stuff, and she's, like, super jacked.
All right, everybody, well, send us stories, dentist-related stories. You can email us at athoughtforyourpenniespod@gmail.com, and we will share them on air so that we can save money together. Hey there, Penny Thinkers. This is the ad part of our show that you want to skip over, but I don't want you to skip it because I want you to help out people who have survived the LA fires. And we have this link for you, linkcuts.org/LA fires. If you go there, there's a Google spreadsheet that has a ton of different organizations to help out the victims of the LA fire. Would love if you could show your support for our show by supporting the survivors.
I don't know what you said, Shauna, but I wholeheartedly agree that we should help people in the LA fires. So yeah, was that linkcuts.org/LA fires, all lowercase?
Yeah, that is the link, linkcuts.org/LA fires.
Well, I support you think I am. Fires prevent money donate.
Did I just word salad?
If you didn't, I got lost.
Oh, man, the important thing is linkcuts.org/LA fires. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to A Thought for Your Pennies, a show where we learn how to save money together. I'm Shauna, and this is Squeaky.
Hey, I'm Squeaky, and I'm begrudgingly ready to save money.
All right, Squeaky. Well, this is the episode where we're going to talk about saving money at the dentist.
So, we were talking a bunch about pliers before we came on in, like, our pre-show discussion. Is this, like, the hardware tool stuff where you buy the really nice set of pliers, you buy once, cry once, or do you cry every time you go to the dentist?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, my grandfather actually purchased, like, legit dental tools, and he would sit and watch TV shows, and while he was watching TV shows, he was constantly cleaning his teeth with those, like, scalpel-y looking dental tools.
Like a dental pick?
And he was, yeah, like a pick, but also there was, like, that rubber cushion thing that he would put in between his, I mean, it was so disgusting to watch as a child, but he just went to town on that. And he talked about how he had all of his real teeth, he was not buying dentures, and that he was going to constantly keep his teeth clean. And so that's something I guess you can look forward to in retirement.
This sounds way less fun than pliers. Probably better for my teeth. But okay, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually have a dental pick for assembling, like, models, right? So you can, like, hold the little fiddly bit and you can, like, put it right in place. I guess I'll just take all my tools and just stick them in my mouth. I'll get, like, a toilet brush and put it on a drill and just... right in my mouth.
The ultimate clean. Yeah. So...
Sorry.
Tools yourself, I would not advise that, but we are going to talk about with professionals how to save money because, you know, dental pain is super disruptive in your life. Like when your tooth hurts, you want to get it fixed right away and spend whatever money it takes to fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you have something complicated going on, like a root canal, that can take 3 or 4 dentist visits.
I've never had to deal with anything like that. That sounds rough.
Yeah, I have never had one either. I've had my share of fillings. And actually, one of the preventative things that my dentist does now that they didn't do when I was a kid is they put caps on my teeth so that my molars, the middle of the molars, don't get anything. They make sure that, you know, the tooth doesn't start rotting to begin with. Yeah. Well, I have 3 ways of saving.
Okay.
The first way is preventative. you save money. If you are like my grandfather and you're constantly using dental tools to make sure everything is clean in there, and so you have to just take care of your teeth to prevent problems.
All right, so I presume for most people that just means brush every day, you know, three times if you remember it, at least twice a day, and do whatever other mouth stuff, right? Flossing,
right?
Mouthwash,
yeah,
whatever,
brushing,
all the stuff, right?
Brushing two or three times a day, flossing once or twice a day, not having a whole lot of sugar, brushing immediately after meals, but more also as equally important to the brushing and the flossing is have regular checkups before there's any pain, before there's any problem.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then another preventative thing is mouthwash is helpful.
Yeah. I've known people who try to replace it and like, no, they work together. Yeah.
And I've talked to dentists who are like, you know, there's big debates about what kind of flossing. There's all kinds of flossing things you could do now. You could do water flossing. There's like dental picks.
I have to imagine any of them are better than none of them. Right?
Exactly. That's what the dentists say, what I've heard dentists say. So again, we're not official dentists. This is for entertainment purposes only. But the flossing thing that you actually use is the best flossing thing. If you can't do the whole take the string out and then use new floss for every single tooth, using a water pick, using a dental pick is better than no flossing.
But we skipped right over the pliers. None of that, right?
No. No, okay. No dentist has recommended pliers to use on yourself. Yeah. So preventative, right? Like as soon as you notice there's something wrong, get in there.
What?
So the second way to save money is to check in on different programs and accounts that you can have to save money on dentist stuff. So there are nonprofits and government-funded clinics that can provide free or reduced-cost dental services that are based on need. So that's one method. Mm. And dental insurance does work like medical insurance. They cover preventative care. So again, using preventative as much as possible, because that's probably included in your plan, will cover things before it gets to be a big expensive problem. And there's dental savings and dental discount plans that are membership programs that provide discounts at participating dentist office. So you even have, you know, your co-pays with cleanings, but then you can also subscribe to a dentist discount plan.
Okay. You say discount plan, and I'm imagining a punch card where, like, you get so many cavities or teeth pulled or whatever, get the tenth free. Clearly, that's not what you mean.
No, I mean, dental cleanings you should do twice a year.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah. Okay.
I mean, so, you know, dental stuff is a regular maintenance. It's not like we're rewarding you for being a frequent flyer here. It's like, this is stuff you should be doing. Another program, of course, is the Affordable Care Act. With the Affordable Care Act, dental is considered an essential health benefit for those under 18, and dental is included in policies for those older than 18, but under different rules. So want to keep our Affordable Care Act to make sure we have access to dental services.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I don't have any amazing comments there. Just the ACA is like the bare minimum for having civilized healthcare. So yeah.
Yeah. Another thing with programs is health savings accounts and flexible spending accounts. Those are two types of accounts that feature the ability to put aside money pre-tax for medical purposes. That also includes all of your dental stuff. So that can give you like a third of savings, depending on how much you're taxed towards your dental care. So,
yeah, just
all right.
To clarify for people who don't know about HSAs, right, and just being completely serious, right? These tax-privileged accounts, when you put money into them, it's not taxed. So you'll like fill out paperwork at work to put money into this, right? And it won't be taxed, so it'll reduce how much you're actually having withheld. And then when you go to use it, right, it's not counted then for being taxed. So it is money that just never gets taxed unless there's like sales tax on the thing you're buying. And yeah, it just helps you save money. It's a great idea if you're in such a privileged position as to be able to have that. So use it if you have it.
Yep. So those are the two ways we've covered on how to save money, which is, you know, preventative. And then the second way is programs. And then the third way is just little less formal approaches than programs or prevention, where there's dentists who offer one or 2 days a month of free or low cost care as a community benefit or community service. So you can check to see if there's any of those dental offices in your area. You can also check to see if there's free clinics for dental services associated. I think of this as like some schools in my area have wraparound services at the schools, including healthcare and dental care. So sometimes there's free clinics for schools like that. You can call up the dentist and say, hey, I need this. You know, I have a dental emergency, but I don't have the money right now. Can you put me on a payment plan? Do you have sliding scales? If you don't, do you know a dentist who does? So just talking to a dentist like a normal human who needs a little bit of help, they probably know other places where you can get help.
Yeah, it is so hard to like emotionally bring yourself to ask because like it feels weird that like, hey, that's not how purchasing stuff normally works. Or sometimes it feels bad to say that you need the help. But if you can bring yourself to just ask, right, the worst they can do is say no. Right?
Right.
So if you call a bunch of dentists and just ask for help, there's still people. Yeah. Some of them will
and
help
I think with dentistry, it's like calling and asking for help before it's a huge problem emergency and you have to take care of it right now. Like when you know, oh, I'm having an issue, it feels like it's going to be expensive. Like sometimes when I think there's something coming up in my life that's going to be expensive, I'm like, that's future Shauna's problem. I'm not going to worry about it, but I think with dentist stuff, you cannot do that.
It's way more expensive to deal with teeth after they've gone fully rogue.
Yeah. Yeah. Another option. Now, we have said this option before with like hair care, cutting salons, see if you can get a student, photography, see if you can get a student. And now we're saying dental schools, which is a big risk to see if students are able to provide services. I feel that it's risky, but I think these schools probably have a dentist watching over them or making sure that it's okay. I think there's a higher standard than like haircutting school.
Yeah, I bet they don't let the first year students like right at your teeth, right?
Right. Yeah.
That feels irresponsible. And risk is never just do this. You can never just look at a risk in isolation. You always have to compare the risk to the risk of not doing it, right? So if your tooth is in massive pain and you know you've got a problem and you just don't have money, the dental school is way less risky than just like losing your jaw or whatever.
Yeah, having future bigger problems than if you had taken care of it earlier. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Another way to save money is, you know, go around and see if the problem really is the problem. See if there's a different diagnosis. See if there's a different charge. Get a second opinion at a dentist and see if there's cost savings there.
You worried me a ton. You said, see if you can just go around. And I'm like, oh my God, how is Shauna going to finish this sentence? Just go around and what? Just go around and imitate the tooth fairy? Steal little kids' friggin' teeth?
No.
Oh my God, I was like ready for some nightmare fuel. Like what?
Just around onto the YouTubes for the dentist tutorials on how you can just, you know, put in a bridge yourself with some of that plastic form stuff you can just stuff in there. You don't really need
stick
a professional.
Stick your mouth right over the 3D printer nozzle.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, I was shop around different dentists, different professionals. That's
always
where
good
I was going
advice.
With that.
That's always shopping around is always good advice. And it's more of that time money trade off, right? And I think for most people, most of the time, calling up two or three dentists isn't going to take that long and it will help a ton.
Yeah. Yep. Another way to save on that regular maintenance that you need two cleanings a year is to see if you can find somebody who's a dental hygienist who can just provide services without the presence of a dentist, because it's that, you know, the MD of a dentist that can hike up the cost. But if you're just getting a cleaning and you don't really need a dentist there, see if you can find just a hygienist who will clean your teeth, because that maintenance and preventiveness is really the key part to making sure that your teeth are in good health.
Is your grandpa available? I mean, I know he's DIYing it, but...
Unfortunately, Grandpa Horton is not available.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you inherit his tools and his hobby?
You know, when he passed on, we did clean out his house, and I did have to ceremonially say goodbye to the cup of dental tools that was next to his chair. I didn't, like, keep one to remember him by, but yeah.
I'm sorry. Sorry you lost him.
Yeah, it's okay. So the last thing I'll say on less formal approaches is medical tourism. Dental services are far cheaper in many other countries. Denta Vacation says that Mexico, India, Costa Rica, the Philippines, Hungary, Colombia, Turkey, and Poland are the most common destinations to get your grill fixed.
You gave me so much traction for jokes and I got nothing.
If you are getting some, like, you know that the thing you need is thousands of dollars of work, like you need implants, you need dentures, you need something major done.
The only conflict I'm seeing is so often when you travel, you want to try the food in the new place, right? So, like, you go there and they hit you with the fluoride and they're like, no eating for 6 hours or whatever. And you're like, but I came on a day trip. I'm here for 8 hours or whatever, yeah. Right? And it's like, yeah, okay. So if you do it, plan appropriately.
That is a safe and affordable option is the medical tourism. Any ideas on savings on dental costs, please email us at penniespod@gmail.com and we will read the ways that you save money going to the dentist on air so that we can learn how to save money together.
Exciting.
Hey everybody, welcome back to A Thought for Your Pennies, the show where we learn how to save money together. I'm Shauna and this is Squeaky.
Hey, I'm Squeaky and we're going to be talking about dental scams and the biggest dental scam is the tooth fairy.
Squeaky, I don't believe you. How is the Tooth Fairy a scam?
Oh, it's just like all the other scams where the scammer sends you some money, then they ask you to send it back.
You were going to say it's a scam for the Tooth Fairy for you as the parent to pretend to be the Tooth Fairy and find money to give the kids because they have so many freaking teeth and they have expectations. Or something like that. And that's how the Tooth Fairy is a scam. It's like, it's scamming me out of money I got to give my kids now.
What is the going rate for a parent faking being the Tooth Fairy now? When I was a kid, like a quarter or a dollar was amazing. But I've heard kids get like 20s or 10s now. What is
this? So when I was a kid, my first tooth, I got a 1976 silver dollar for my first tooth. And I thought that was so special when I was a kid. I kept it. And when my daughter lost her first tooth, I was so excited to give her that 1976 silver dollar. And she was like, what is this crap?
What's a coin?
I know. And then she's like, so what toys can I get with this? I'm like, you can't spend it. You just save it because it's a beautiful coin collectible. And she was like, man, my friend got like $20. What am I supposed to do with this? She did not care. And, like, immediately gave it to me for safekeeping. So, yeah, I was thinking of this heritage moment of, like, it's a silver dollar! Oh, my gosh! Like, and she, no, don't care.
You tried to have a heritage moment with someone's first tooth, though. And the person was so young, it was their first tooth.
Right,
right?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Well, when I was her age and I got the silver dollar, I was like, this is so special. I am never spending this. I have the coolest coin ever. I don't want to spend it. And her reaction was not cool coin collector vibes. She was more like, where is the real cash so that I can spend it on the real toys, not this coin that I can do nothing with. Yeah.
Hey everybody, welcome to Thought for Your Pennies. I'm Shauna, and this is Squeaky.
Hey, I managed to save 2 pennies, and I'm going to donate them to the survivor of the LA fires.
The one survivor's getting both your pennies. That's so generous, Squeaky.
Oh, that's right. I'll find a few more pennies and donate to the survivors at linkcuts.org/LA fires.
Yep, helping each other out whenever there are problems is a great thing we should all be doing, even if we can't make it through a simple ad read without laughing. All right, so your kid didn't appreciate family heirlooms, but you had an actual story? An actual way to save money?
Well, yes, I have 3 ways on how you can talk about scams. Because you can get scammed when you're in pain, right? And you're just like, fix it, get this thing out of me. I, or, you know, like, take care of the pain, I'll sign whatever, and then you're hit with a big bill because you were just not thinking straight.
I would argue when you're in pain, when you're at your worst, is the time you're most likely to be scammed. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because it's the perfect setup for dentists to, or, you know, evil dentists.
Evil dentists?
Evil than usual, I guess.
I've already run out of, I've run out of plier jokes, and we go to evil dentists? What?
Well, dentists who kind of like bad car mechanics who offer you unnecessary stuff. Or deep cleanings or extractions that you don't need, root canals you don't need, dental implants and other procedures because they're just taking advantage that you are trying to fix something right now. So I've got three things to talk about with the scams. The first thing to talk about is the type of scams that can happen with the dentist,
this
right?
This is concerning.
So one is billing for a more expensive service than the one provided.
That sucks.
So,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, check your bill, make sure you agree with it. And this can be kind of a hard time, too, because usually you're presented with the bill. If you've had something serious going on, you know, you might be a little woozy. I mean, you're still okay enough to drive, but you're just saying, yeah, whatever, I'll pay this. And you're not really looking, being like, wait, this is a bill that says it took out four teeth, and he only took out one. Why am I on the hook for all them teeth? What are you talking about?
I would hope all of our evil dentists would also be stupid, because if it's something numerical, you can be like, Judge, Your Honor, I have, you know, 27 teeth. He said he pulled out, you know, 15, and there's way too many in my mouth still.
Yeah. It's just,
but like, if he's lying about the kind of procedure, that'd be so much harder to pick up if you don't know.
Right.
Like, I can count, right? I know how many, I guess I don't
teeth
know how many
were
teeth
were taken
I have.
Out.
But like,
yeah.
I would count my teeth in advance after hearing this.
Right.
Like,
so I think
I'm going to make sure I get.
The point about this is just at the time you get the bill, you know, just like when you are at a restaurant and they present you, here's your bill. Here's all the food you ordered. Did you look over and be like, did I order all this stuff? Is this exactly what happened? And if you see a charge and you don't understand, take a minute to be like, what is this charge for? Did this actually happen?
Makes sense.
Yeah. So that's the time to take care of it. Another way that you can get scammed is if you get charged separately for procedures that should be billed together at a lower cost.
So, like, if your anesthesia and your surgery are together, and they, like, try to separate that or something.
Right, yeah. So ask, like, shouldn't this be bundled together individually? Why does this cost? Or, I don't know, like, maybe they have, if we pull your first tooth, second tooth free, or something like that. But just look through and ask, should these all be together?
Does Costco have dentistry? Can you go get like a 12-pack of teeth removal?
They have a pharmacy and an optometrist, but I haven't seen a dentist in Costco yet.
Okay. Well, room for them to expand.
Yep. Another scam is charging for things or services that were never rendered. So we did talk about that before, where you get billed for the wrong procedure, but if you also get billed for extra procedures that did not happen, you have to check the bill for that. And sometimes it's just a mistake on their part where you know they worked on the right side of your mouth, but then they have on the bill that they, you know, gave you numbing for right and left side and you're paying for both. You can dispute right then and be like, no, I know it was just here, not over here.
Yeah, and all the checks for fraud do help catch just errors.
Yeah. Yeah, so just catching mistakes. Yeah, yeah. And another way you can get scammed is if you get falsely diagnosed with things that you don't need to justify unnecessary procedures for the sake of a higher insurance payment.
So
that's interesting to think about.
This would be
where
you'd wind up paying just your copay or whatever, but the insurance company would get hit for a bunch. Yeah.
A lot of. Okay, so there's two specific scams I wanted to name in this four scams that we talked about earlier. There's two. So here's times you can pay attention. Special care should be taken when it comes to the use of a drug called Aristin, A-R-E-S-T-I-N. It's an antibiotic that treats gum disease by killing bacteria in infected pockets.
There's a lot
of back and forth online about whether it's overused by dentists to the extent that it's a scam now.
Okay.
So think about if you get prescribed that, if that's something that your dentist wants to use, think about that one. And then another,
how would I approach that? Would I just be like, hey, dentist, are we sure this is right for me? Because then the dentist will just say
for a different prescription antibiotic, because that one is frequently prescribed to the point where it seems like it might not work. Anyway, we're not a doctor. We're not a dentist.
Yeah, so, and that's why I was asking, because I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, but some that's, of the most... in doing the research online, that was one that was named of, like, there's a lot of debate about whether this antibiotic is actually effective or if it's just, like, prescribed and nothing happens because it's used too much.
Okay.
Yeah. Another one to be on the lookout for is veneers. So these are tooth coverings that hide imperfections such as chips. And this is a one that is liable to scams because there's veneer techs that offer low-cost veneer services. So these folks often market themselves on social media, lack proper training, and are inadequately supervised. So this is one that you really need to pay attention to. And if it's too good to be true, probably is a scam. Yeah. Here is how I've got like 10 ways that you can protect yourself. Okay, you ready? First thing is review your explanation of benefits carefully. Look for charges or services you didn't receive or discrepancies in the dates of service.
Hey, and that's good for error checking and scams. Awesome.
Right. The second thing is don't accept free services in exchange for your insurance information. That can be a setup for billing your insurance procedure that you never received.
Yeah. Yep. That's... and. The insurance company might try to come after you later for that,
right,
which would be terrible.
Yep. In general, research dentists and their firms. This is where doing a very thorough Yelp, Google review check, all those services check to make sure it's legit. And then also just searching the name of that dentist firm with like scams or ripoff or something like that to see if there's any reviews out there, checking out the Better Business Bureau. Do some research if it seems too good to be true.
Basic shopping around stuff seems applicable.
Yep, and that's the next thing I'm going to say is getting a second opinion. Now, this is important for a couple reasons. The first is the cost of particular treatments can vary greatly. So even assuming that a particular procedure is necessary, a second or third opinion can save money. But if the discrepancy between estimates is significant, it's important to determine which one's the honest one. It may simply be an expensive procedure, and the lower price one could produce a substandard treatment, and it actually does need to be expensive. But the higher estimate may actually be the ripoff. So you gotta figure out what is the average going rate for a root canal, because if it's too much, you're getting ripped off, but if it's too little, maybe it's not a good procedure to get done there.
You gotta wonder how people save 90% off their competition. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
When it's your teeth, you care about that even more somehow.
What costs are you cutting? Yeah.
They're printing substandard teeth. I don't know.
Another reason to get more than one estimate is that dentistry is really complicated. There's honest disagreements about the path forward that don't relate to a scam. It really is a different legitimate opinion.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody might suggest one procedure versus another, and one might be cheaper but have certain pros or cons that maybe you prefer. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I know that when I was getting my wisdom teeth removed, I had some oral surgeons who were saying you need to get them all removed at once, and some of them were like, you could just wait until it's a problem. So those are both legit points of view.
Yeah, the guy I went to for my wisdom teeth to be pulled out was really cheap. He just used a chisel.
No, that never happened, I hope. They did it during when you were at a like one of those haunted houses things, so they had people legitimately screaming in the background.
No, there was a local anesthetic, and he had some special dental kind of thing where he
dental
broke the
chisel.
Tooth up. It
okay.
was a dental chisel. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
maybe he 3D
yeah.
printed it. I don't
All
know.
Right. Another way to protect yourself is be curious. Don't be afraid to ask questions. What is this charge? What is the average rate for this? Where could I find a dentist that is more affordable for me? Ask questions about the procedures and when you're getting a second opinion.
Medical self-advocacy sounds great. Yeah.
Yep. Another way to protect yourself is, again, review your bill carefully.
Yeah, absolutely.
And another way to protect yourself is to be cautious of dentists who offer extremely low prices or deals that seem too good to be true.
Yeah, buy one, get one on dental procedures. Not great.
That's something you want with a dentist. And another way to protect yourself is don't pay up front for services or materials. A reputable dentist, you will pay after the service is performed.
So it's a red flag if my dentist is like, Yeah, I'll totally do that. Just give me some Amazon gift cards and I'll order the tools.
Again, any involvement of gift cards, it's probably a scam. That's golden rule
even
of the
dentistry?
Show. Yes, right. Protect yourself by do not give your personal or financial information to a dentist you don't know or you don't trust. This includes if you get a random text from your dentist saying, hey, there's a bill you need to pay. Call your dentist to make sure you need to pay that. Do not text back financial personal information unless you can verify this is actually my dentist.
Yeah, it's so easy to lie in text messages. Just don't. Yep. Just don't.
And finally, check reputable sources such as the American Dental Association and report suspected fraud. If you do get scammed, Better Business Bureau, American Dental Association, we need to protect each other and get scammy, crummy practices out of the market. And there are steps that you can take besides a lawsuit to make sure that people don't get hurt by a dentist.
Yeah. You're never going to get justice if you don't come forward. And other people will get scammed. It hurts. It sucks. There's a huge hit to your pride. But if you want the money back, you have to come forward.
Yep.
It sucks.
So that concludes our episode on savings and scams on dentistry. Remember that if you are going to the dentist on a regular basis to be preventative, then you won't have to rush around and find a dentist at the last minute that can fit you in because you're in a lot of pain and then get taken advantage of. And make sure that you are paying attention to your bills and make sure that you don't get scammed by the dentist. Did we go over everything of dental scams? Maybe there's stuff we missed or things you want to tell us about that you did that helped save money on dental scams. We would love to hear it. You can email us at penniespod@gmail.com and we will share it on air so we can save money together.